I guess this was Saturday. Quote, I'm a transgender woman. Here's what I want the Catholic Church to know about my life. Close quote. And so Hitchburn's saying that apparently the identity of this creep.
The whole thing was he tweeted that out but failed to put it into quotation marks because it's a direct quote from the article from American Magazine.
Okay.
That's in your public.
Okay, so, and then Hitchburn tweets out, yes, the funny part was that Father Reese, who continuously spews forth sexually deviant ideologies, simply stated the headline as if he was saying it rather than putting the headline in quotes. So, so is he saying? And then Francis Noel goes behind Hitchburn and says, well, okay, no problem, but can you please ask him to stop identifying as a priest of God then? We only deal with absolute reality here in the Catholic Church. Well, apparently, this S.J. Reese character is... Here, it's obvious what's going on here. And what's going on here is the attempt here to get a woman into the Catholic priesthood. Mm-hmm. So, apparently, a sodomite practicing member of the Society of Jesus. I mean, what St. Ignatius of Loyola must be doing in his grave these days? The constant flipping over, rolling in his grave, just doesn't do justice to what's actually going on here. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, okay, let me try to stitch something in here. What was yesterday's gospel? Okay, yesterday's gospel, okay, if you're a Catholic, well, if you go to the traditional rite, the liturgical year ends this Saturday at midnight. Sunday morning, it's New Year's. This coming Sunday is basically New Year's Day. It is the first Sunday of Advent 2022. So if you got Advent calendars, by the way, we have Advent calendars in the Founders Trading Post. Go to shop.mikechurch.com. Lots of Advent calendars in the Founders Trading Post. Shop.mikechurch.com. So the gospel yesterday for the last Sunday of the liturgical year, the church kind of, you know, puts you in the in the proper state of mind for Advent coming up. It's the gospel. It's St. Matthew's gospel, right? It's the gospel where our Lord details what's going to happen at the end of the world, right? What's going to happen at the end of time? That false Christs are going to come, and that the moon is no longer going to give her light. The stars are going to fall from the heaven, but there's going to be a loud trumpet blast, and the Son of Man will be seen coming with the term that our Lord used, but basically an army of angels, and that then all of the tribes of the earth will shake and quake in their boots and will be terrified, because the end of what we call time then is at hand, and there's nothing that man can do about it. So contrast that with, and what does he say? He says that there will be, he doesn't use the word apostasy, but he says that there will be, basically that it's Matthew, right? It was Matthew's gospel yesterday. I want to say it was Matthew 13, or maybe it was Matthew 16. And he foretells that that at the end, where's Isaac Conus at in the chat room when we need him? Guy's always in there posting Gospels of the day on any given day, and not today. But he says basically that the church will then. What do you have it?
I do.
It's
Matthew 24.
That's it. Matthew 24. That's what I said. Matthew 24. Christ foretells the destruction of the temple, what the sign shall come before it, and before the last judgment, we must always watch. And so then he says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall seduce many, and because iniquity hath abounded, the charity of many shall grow cold, but he that shall persevere to the end, he shall be saved, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony to all nations, and then shall the consummation come. When therefore you shall see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, he that readeth, let him understand. Then he talks about what's going to happen. He tells the disciples, he tells the apostles that, for example, and he that is in the field, let him not go back to take his coat. For then there shall be great tribulation, such has not been seen from the beginning of the world until now, neither shall be. And for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders. And if therefore they shall say to you, behold, he is in the desert, go ye. So he's warning about Antichrist, right? He's warning about the false prophet. And immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the star shall fall from the heaven. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. And then the tribes of all tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. And he shall send his angels with a trumpet and a great voice, and they shall gather together his elect, the four winds, from the farthest part. Then he says, but of that day and hour no one knoweth, not the angels in heaven, but the Father alone. And as the days since Noah shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, for in the days before the flood. And then he tells more about what's going to happen here. But he says that there will be a great apostasy, basically. Before all this occurs, I'd say a member of the Catholic priesthood supposedly transitioning, which is a physical impossibility, and becoming a woman while the same church is holding a synod or synods over the same issue of priests being or women being ordained as priests. I'd say that's pretty much a great apostasy there. Now, I'm not a theologian, I only play one on the radio, so I can't speak to this precisely here. But what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? But now, just thinking again about, I'm just going to throw this out here. I don't know anything about the perp, the Anderson Lee Aldrich guy, but I'm just going to say this. When I was told this story yesterday by father-in-law and mother-in-law, what did I say, Ms. O'Connell? I'll wager you that what's ultimately going to be discovered is he was not a American flag-waving, MAGA cap-wearing white nationalist terrorist type. What you're going to find out ultimately is that he probably had some kind of relationship, sexual relationship, with someone that was in that club that night. Because it's ironic, isn't it, that it happens in Colorado Springs, because that's where Joe Kenda, the great the homicide detective, is from. Because the great Joe Kenda, who solves all these murders, and I can remember the first time that I watched the show, and then I watched another one, and I'm going like, what the hell's wrong with the people in Colorado Springs? Why are there all these murders in Colorado Springs? It's in the middle of nowhere, isn't it? I mean, it's in the middle of Colorado. So it occurs to me that, and Joe Kenda would say that, okay, the preceding day, or the 48 hours before anyone is murdered, is where you're going to find their killer. And that almost all murders, homicides, except for the ones where there's a robbery or wrong place, wrong time, and those aren't the majority. The majority of them are what he calls them what? Crimes of what?
Passion.
Does it sound like some nutbag goes into a sodomite club with a gun and just starts blowing people away indiscriminately, as it were? Does it sound like, and this is what it sounds like to me, or does it sound like this is what Joe Kenda would call a crime of passion? That there was someone in there that, or someones, because you know, we are talking about the homosexual variety here, again, not passing judgment, there are five people dead here, but we do have a story today about Disney and groomers. 844-527-8723-844-5-CRUSADE. So it just seems to me that's just that you'll find this out. And if the guy was a MAGA, you'd already know about it.